Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
800-965-1297. That's 800-965.
Walk, don't run, 64. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Kirk Chaffetz, author of Thinking Inside the Box, Pulitzer Prize finalist, an entrepreneur extraordinaire, someone whose career and contribution has been, I've observed over the last 15 years or so, and it's been fascinating to see that happen. Kirk, thanks again for being here. In the segment earlier, you talked about how complicated things are these days in getting yourself out there, your company, putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. What advice do you have to small business owners? Are you most of your business was with bigger companies, but if you've got a lot of small business owners sitting at your knee right now, what advice do you have for them?
I think, for better or for worse, Jim, it's the same advice that I've had and I believe you've had for the last couple of decades. And that is, put your customers first. Think of them as your audience. Provide valuable information and entertaining, engaging stuff to them. Give them what they need to improve their lives. That's why people go to the internet, is to find things that they want and need. Don't interrupt them. Forget about traditional advertising. It virtually doesn't work anymore.
Well, I'm only going to push back on you a little bit because sometimes it does work for certain profiles. It does work for profiles. It just can't be the only thing that you consider.
Well, I'm beginning to disagree with that, and I think that one of the places we can see it most clearly is in your and my favorite subject to disagree about, but not this
politics.
Part of it, and that's politics.
Yeah.
And if you look at politics, TV advertising, which was the mainstay of political life,
right,
is virtually useless now.
Well,
is now quietly telling Democratic insiders that he, every time he saw the next wave of TV buys for Hillary Clinton, he felt like he was shoveling money into a furnace. And I think that's absolutely true. And
yeah.
Meanwhile, we see the Russians, right, bless them,
mm-hmm.
putting a tiny investment of $100,000 into Facebook to promote certain stories. And a friend of mine named Dennis Yu, who is the expert in the world on Facebook advertising and has been since they started, calculated that $100,000 got them a minimum, the Russians this is, of 23 million impressions on Facebook and probably closer to 70 million.
Wow.
Now, you could buy a TV ad, but my question would be, why would you?
Well, the only reason would be if some of your profile customers don't go on Facebook. But I want to come. I don't want to get bogged down on that right now. The main thing is that it's a complicated world out there, and how if you are a baby boomer business owner. You know, the way customers want you to reach them and talk to them and tell them stories, it ain't like it used to be.
No, and I think the way you phrase that is the key, right? It's the way they want you to do it.
Exactly.
So forget about the way you want to do it. You don't count in this. You know, you're not talking to yourself unless you are, which far too many businesses are, because they think that way.
You used to call that reporting inside your head when you were a journalist.
Yes, exactly. And or talking to the mirror in marketing. And you have to quit thinking about what you want to say, quote unquote. And you have to think about what does your audience want to know and feel, right? And you have to understand.
So what you're saying, Kurt, I've only got 30 seconds left. So what you're saying is it's really simple. It doesn't matter whether it's Facebook or whatever. Whatever your customers expect from you, that's what you do. How much simpler can it be?
Absolutely. And the media side of it is complicated, but the storytelling side of it is in many ways dead simple. Just put your audience first. Put your audience first. Put your audience first.
The three rules, folks. You heard it right here from the wise man, Kurt Schaefer. Say, Kirk, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Kirk joins us, and so we did. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.